Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
I'm so glad you joined me today for the weekday podcast. And during today's podcast, I want you to be able to take a breath and know that Easter has come, but Easter has not gone. It may be the Monday following Easter, but we have so much to be grateful for and so much to cling to. You know, there's a piece of scripture in the 46th Psalm that says, "Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth." You know, this verse comes towards the end of a relatively short psalm, a psalm that speaks of the reality of this world. It goes on to say, "Though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, through the mountains tremble in its tumult." These things happen quite literally, don't they? But they also happen figuratively in our life. We all find ourselves confronting and being challenged with things in life that are bigger than we are and more powerful than we are as well. I heard so many times growing up, "God will never give you more than you can handle." What a bunch of hooey. God will indeed at times give you more than you can handle to remind you of your desperate need for Him. You know, as we step out of Holy Week and back into a new and challenging day, I feel like the whole country is in one of these moments that's both literal and figurative. There's COVID-19, a virus that seems to hunt with deadliness. Well, a political environment that feels like a just huge disaster. I mean, honestly, what a crazy mess it is. Well, we got cities that are divided by tensions, and we've got hatred that just seems to run amok. When I read the Psalms, though, it helps me see that even though all the crazy things in the world are happening and frightening, there's nothing new under the sun. From the very time of creation all the way through all of history and mankind, things got bigger and more powerful than people could have ever imagined. And the other thing about reading the Psalms that helps us to see is that there's one whose power and greatness dwarfs the incredibly terrifying and weird stuff around us, God Himself. Verse 6 in this psalm says, "The nations are in an uproar, the kingdoms totter. He utters His voice, the earth melts. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire." Oh, my friend, listen. Wars still happen. Tragedy and awfulness still strike. Chaos can still swirl around us, but what does it mean, as Martin Luther wrote in his old hymn of the psalm, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God," that God will be on our side when strife and struggles come our way. A sword and shield victorious, the song says, and even when these forces think they've won the day, aha, no, they haven't. The victory was short-lived. Though they take our spouse, goods, honors, child, through life be wretched away, they cannot win the day. The kingdom is ours forever. That's why I find myself clinging to verse 10, "Be still and know that I am God." And when I'm facing overwhelming forces that swirl around me, but maybe it'd be more accurate to say that I'm thankful that I find this verse and I'm clinging on to it like it's clinging on to me. God is our refuge and our strength and a very present help in times of trouble. So in the midst of these turbulent and crazy seasons, I'm so grateful that I can hold on. I can hold on, but I'm even more thankful to rest as I hold on in the power of God's grace and His mercy, and a power that will indeed see me through it all, and you as well. Be still and know that He is God. Oh, my friend, have a great week after Easter. I'm so glad you joined me on this weekday podcast. And this Sunday, I hope you'll join me both online at live.sugarhill.church and not just online, but live in the building at Sugar Hill Church One of my favorite people in the world is going to help lead worship. Her name is Julie Homrich, and she's a licensed professional counselor. And we're going to talk about what really has to happen for transformation to occur in our life. I can't wait to see you there. God bless you. Have a great day. And thanks again for joining in on the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these Weekday Podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.